Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says he wishes law enforcement had more of a say in sentencing decisions, especially in the recent case of a drunk driver who is also an undocumented immigrant.
We're not involved in it. We're not even in court in a sentencing process. You know, the arresting officers, I mean by we. You know, to be able to even say, hey, hold up a minute, maybe you guys didn't know something here.
In this case, Armando Rodriguez Benitez was charged with felony drunk driving after driving the wrong way down Interstate 43 and causing several accidents at 4 a.m. July 21st. No one was seriously injured, but several cars were severely damaged. A breath test found he had more than 3 times the legal limit for alcohol in his system. This week, he was sentenced to 11 months in the county jail with Huber work release privileges. Sheriff Clark says the judge knew that immigration officials had placed a deportation hold on Rodriguez Benitez and should not have given him the work release privileges.
We let this guy go out on Huber release, and that Huber is an order by the judge. He obviously is not going to return knowing that he's facing deportation.
A spokesman for the judge in the case told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that it's illegal for judges to ask defendants about their immigration status. But Sheriff Clark says that information is available to the judge in arrest and pre-sentencing reports. Rodriguez Benitez remains in jail, and immigration officials are processing him for deportation. Sheriff Clark says the deportation will save the county the money needed to keep him locked up for the next year. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.